今仔咱要读个圣经节，记载伫《列王纪上》第一章第一节到第四节。
Our scripture reading this morning is found in 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 1 to 4.
现时请大家起立，咱就准备要读主的话语。大卫王献祭罗麦，虽用披白甲冠，还阁无感觉温暖，所以神仆对伊讲：不如为我主我王找一个处女，当伊侍候王、奉养王，困伫王的怀中，好叫我主我王得到温暖。伊是伫以色列全境亲切美貌动物，找到思念的一个动物阿比萨，就带到王那边。这动物极其美貌，伊奉养王、侍候王，王却无有甲伊亲近。
Let's all read together. Now King David was old in advance in years, and although they covered him with clothes, he could not get warm. Therefore, his servant said to him, Let a young woman be sought for my lord the king, and let her wait on the king and be in his service. Let her lie in her arms, that the lord the king may be warm. So they sought for a beautiful young woman throughout all the territory of Israel, and found Abishag the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. The young woman was very beautiful, and she was of service to the king and attended to him. But the king knew her not. These are the words of the Lord. Please be seated.
Peace be to you.
今天开始，咱就要一齐来思想列王纪上。
Starting today, we're looking into the book of 1 Kings. The two books of Kings, the 1st and 2nd Kings, record a history that spans about 500
years.
The book of 1 Kings itself encompasses about 118 years of history. And what are the main contents of this book? 1 Kings and 2 Kings all center around one theme.
It's about the rise and fall
of the monarchy. They talk about the rise and fall of the monarchy of Israel under the sovereignty of God. And there was always just one reason for the rise and fall of a kingdom. Through the ups and downs of history, we see that when a king followed God and obeyed God's command, God would bless the kingdom. But when a king goes against the commandments of God and does not obey God, then God will destroy that kingdom. So when you look at the monarchy of David as it enters into the time of Solomon, Solomon was king over all of Israel, but after him, the kingdom was split into the north and the south. The northern kingdom of Israel was destroyed by the Assyrians in 722
BC.
Because throughout the history of the northern kingdom, there was not one single good king. Because of that, in 722 BC, God allowed the northern kingdom to be conquered. But in the southern kingdom of Judah,
586年和巴比伦灭去。
It was taken captive by Babylon in
586
BC. In other words, the southern kingdom survived the northern kingdom by many years. And if you look into it, you will find a very major reason. In the southern kingdom, we see a few good kings who were walking in the ways of the Lord. Maybe you have heard of King Josiah, who was a good king. Because he obeyed God, God blessed him. When he found the book of the law, he proclaimed it and obeyed it.
So you can see God gave this kingdom
Because of that, God allowed the southern kingdom to survive for many years beyond the northern kingdom. So if you want to understand 1 Kings and 2 Kings, just remember this principle and it will be easy to understand. But today, as we enter into the first chapter of 1 Kings, we can see that time indeed is unforgiving. Here we have come to the old age, the latter days of King David. And I would like to consider with you 2 points. First of all, we see a reality of life through the aging of David. And secondly, we will look at how to plan for our life. So let's look at verse 1. Here it talks about a reality of life. It says, now King David was old and advanced in years, and although they covered him with clothes, he could not get warm. In other words, David was very old. How old exactly was he? Now remember that David became king at the age of 30. And he was king for 40 years. Solomon later was king for 39
years.
If David became king at 30 and he was king for 40 years, so by this time he should be almost 70 years old. In other words, David was approaching 70. Now let me ask you this question. Is 70 years very old or very young? Is 70 years old or young? If I'm with young people, you know, people have called me uncle, and an older uncle. And now the youngsters are starting to call me grandpa, granny. So in the eyes of the young people, I'm considered very old. But you know, when I go to our seniors activity center, I feel very young there. I am very young there because we have some people in their 90s. If you want to feel young, you should come and visit our seniors activity center. You would feel so young there. In fact, I dare not say I'm old in front of those people. In fact, they are in their 80s and in their 90s. And so my question is, if you're 70 years old, is that old or young? According to Chinese thinking, the Chinese say that it is a rare thing to live to be 70. So if you're 71 years old now,
因为哈，你七十一岁、七十岁哈，叫做 bonus 一年了啦。
You should be thankful because you already have had 1 year of bonus life.
假设你今年是八十岁
，If you're 80 years old，
你要感谢主，你已经 bonus 了十年了。
You already have 10 years bonus beyond the average.
那现在你要九十岁，你要感谢主，你 bonus 二十年了。
If you're 90 years old, you have already had 20 years of bonus.
所以我跟你讲哦，人生的气质。
So life's age.
是真自然的演变，自然的发展。
Oh, in life, aging is a natural thing.
未走未上。
It is inevitable.
生死未走未上。
It is inevitable.
你要再有想也想未去。
No matter how you try to avoid it, you can't.
啊，虽然真侪姊妹，咱甲艰苦讲，你知无
？Especially, you know, with the women, it's harder.
伊若到四十岁。真奇怪啦，永远保持四十啊。
When they reach 40, they stay 40 forever.
啊，永远保持四十啊。
They stay 40 forever.
所以你等下就对人讲，你唔通问姊妹几岁。
And that's why you don't ask a lady her age. You don't ask them their age.
所以请你呢注意啊，唔通问啊。
So don't ask a woman her age.
但是哦，伊到一个坎站，伊自然甲你讲，你唔免问。
Up to a certain point, she will naturally tell you, even without you asking.
几时啊
？You know when that is?
当食饭的时阵，拢将鲜肉卡摕摕出来，你就知呀。
When you go out for a meal, they're very anxious to take out their senior citizen card.
伊拢将摕出来哟，迄时阵六十岁都袂好见到人仔都袂好见啦。
And then you can tell by then that she has already passed 60.
所以我咧想哦。
So I was thinking.
迄个 20% 哦，比人知影伊迄个字更加重要不咧
？The 20% discount is actually more important than people knowing her age.
唔要哦，但是问题无论你看无看哦，你有缘哎呀你啦。
But whether you try to hide it or not, we still age.
对不？未走未散。
Right? It can't be avoided.
No, 亲像咱未黑啦。
Life is like that.
头毛会白未
？Our hair turn white.
会啦。然后你若有白，你也是得感恩啊。
But you should still be thankful if your hair is white.
因为你若未富白，你是无啦。
Because if they don't turn white, they probably fall off.
啊，我咧想吼，我一日我会无啊。
And I'm thinking maybe one day my hair will all fall off.
我看到我爸爸的头毛伫只开始咧无啊。
Because I see my father's hairline receding.
所以我咧想吼，我一日我会变作飞机跑道啊。
And so one day, there will be a runway on top of my head.
啊，只飞机也对只飞起去了，来看只只呢，飞走不上。
An airplane can take off from there.
啊，有人是飞机跑道啊。
Some people have a runway on their head.
有人无同啊。
Some are different.
有人是叫做地中海，汉文英文唔知要照讲啊。
Some have a Mediterranean Sea, an inland sea on their head.
啊，你知影说地中海是啥物冇
？You know what that is?
因为伊个海伫中边头结是草啦。
There's like a sea, an inland sea with surrounded by land, by grass.
那拄着啦，那你拄着。
But we'll all run into that sooner or later.
咱真实的未走未上面边个。
It cannot be avoided.
所以大笔你讲伊老了啦。
So David at this point became old.
伊讲伊年纪老了啦。
He was old.
然后年纪老的时阵，伊讲用被盖哦，伊稳未感觉烧啦。
In fact, he was so old that they covered him with clothes, but he still could not get warm.
代表讲啥物啊？你咱中国人也熬这行，你知无
？In other words, just like the Chinese say, the Chinese are good at this.
伊讲真侪无气脉了啦。
The Chinese say that that is because of poor.Blood circulation. Because of poor blood circulation, we feel cold. And David was in such condition. In other words, this verse tells us people will age.
圣经甲咱讲，人的血脂唔难啦，一日一日老。
The Bible tells us that not only do we age，
然后人的身体一日一日烂。
Our body becomes weaker。
这个是事实的摆在咱。
That is another reality of life。
但是你若看这段经文的时候
，But when you look at this passage，
然后你若请恁看第二节，好不
？Let's look at verse 2。
第二节伊安尼讲哦。
Verse 2.
他说所以伊阮神仆就对伊讲，不如我为着主外王找一个出路。来服侍伊，来奉养伊，困伫伊的怀中，通叫我的主外王得到温暖。
Therefore, his servants said to him, "Let a young woman be sought for my lord the king, and let her wait on the king and be in his service. Let her lie in your arms, that my lord and king may be warm."
因为安尼，伊就伫以色列境内找到一个真正水的宰相女， 找到一个思念的一个宰相女，名叫做亚比撒，就带到王那个所在。
And so they sought for a beautiful young woman throughout the territory of Israel and found Abishag the Shunammite and brought her to the king.
所以对王的这个时阵，人知影这个王慢慢慢慢身躯较烂。
Now the people realize that the king is weakening.
所以呢，这款的神仆啊，就是伊的官员哦，就提议讲代志。
The servants, those who serve him, therefore made a suggestion.
提议什么
？They suggested.
就找一个宰相女来。
That they should find a virgin, a beautiful young woman to lie by the king, and to serve the king.
And
she could lie in the king's arms so that he can keep himself warm. So what was on the mind of the servant? In order to make the king feel warm, and according to their culture, in their culture, they had this apparent therapy of keeping warm by using another human body.
你知影有时阵人哦，若寒的时阵，若有一个人甲你做对，人甲人若三亲近哦，伊有烧气，会彼此人感觉较温暖。
The human body gives off warmth, and when you are cold and there's another human body next to you, you will feel warmer.
啊，所以你看到有真侪时阵哦，伫即个真寒天时的时阵哦，若有人三甲做对，有冷气哦。
That is why in a very cold weather, in a very cold room, if you have other people inside the same room, you will feel warmer. If you feel that our church is very cold, we should have more people in here because if there are more people, it will be warmer. And so they have this human body therapy.For the king.
And the second
reason they were looking for a young woman
is that
they wanted this beautiful young woman to serve the king. And in a sense, she was to be the yaya of the king. She was to be a nanny or a caretaker of the king and to serve him and to feed him. And so this was on the mind of the servants. To give the king some warmth and to give him the proper service.In their culture, of course, there was a third thing. And that was,
就是讲到一个王哦，那是无法通甲人那三甲有发生肉体的关系，代表这个王已经衰弱了。
If a king can no longer have relations with women, that means the king is already very weak.
所以在那个的情形的里面哦，就我能看到这个王现在。
So in a way, they were thinking that this young woman can also test the king to see how healthy he still is. But the Bible tells us in the end, in verse 4, that the king did not have any relations with her. In other words, the king was so weak that he could not even do it. So what does this mean?
So what I want to say in the first place, I want to say very clearly, the situation of life is that the world is not able to change. The weakness is very natural to develop.
I just want to say that it is a reality of life. It is something inevitable that we all age and our bodies weaken.
So, but you see, the king wants to use people's ways,
And all these servants, these officials, they were thinking of many different human ways to try to change that.
人问讲，我当将这个情形，让伊较袂较紧老，我让伊，我当较少，较袂遐尼歹。
Maybe they would want to think of some ways to make the king maybe not age so fast or not be weakened so badly.
但是事实甲咱讲啥物件？
But the reality is,
人的方法。
That all these human ways
are
no use against the realities of life.
对不？无可能改变。当然你我当改变淡薄外观啦。
Maybe they could change some things a little bit。
那有人甲我讲讲，哎呀，你若要外观，那你淡薄头毛，你变作予人看你较少年啦。
You know, there are ways to change appearance. Some people have told me that if I dye my hair, I would look younger.
啊，有人讲讲，你若要予你的身躯牙骨啊。
If you want to have smoother skin, you should bathe yourself with milk. Would you like to try that? If you're successful, then tell me.
So, 代表你钱就做到要死，今日干就去浸牛奶啊。
You would have to spend a lot of money to bathe yourself in milk.
所以我能讲，哎，这个就要改变那个事实。
But people think of all sorts of ways to try to change things.
这就咱中国人特别，咱真侪人嘛讲，哎呀，吃什么维他命啊？
And a lot of people think that if they just take a lot of vitamins,
啊，給你vitamin吃越多越多越多，看你較好不？
If you take a lot of vitamins, a lot of supplements, maybe it will do some good for you.
今天頭一頂我未開始聚會的時
候。This morning, before the first service,
然後我在外面有機會跟咱教台的人稍微講代誌。
I was talking with some ushers outside.
然後他跟我講一項
東西。Just chatting, and they told me.
你知影啉女的吼，啉咖啡也好呢。
They said, Pastor, do you know that it's good for women to drink coffee?
我问伊干哪好啊。
And I asked why.
用原来哦，女的吼，那啉咖啡了吼，袂阿塞莫。
They said that for women, if they drink coffee, they can avoid Alzheimer.
哎，我问男的咧。
And I asked, what about the men?
有男的啉了无啉差不多散呐。
They said it's no use for the men; it's not effective.
哎，我哎呀，塞呀，我说无机会，有理由通啉咖啡啊。
And I said, well, then that doesn't give me any excuse to drink coffee.
我其实讲，你啉偌济。
But I.Think actually, no matter how much coffee you drink, and maybe no matter how much vitamins you take, they could maybe delay the process a little bit. But in the end, we still all weaken. We cannot avoid that. That's a reality. So I think this passage shows us very clearly what life really is like.
人会老会烂。
People will age, people will weaken.
人要用方法来去做，有缘有限。
And we can try all human means to try to stop that, but they are very limited in effect.
但是第三我要提出来。
And I also want to mention.
这也是事实的讲台词。
This is also a reality.
那在这里未看到。
We can't see it here in this passage yet.
你若明白背景，你会看到。
But if you understand the background, you can see this.
我要讲什么
？What was I going to say?
人会老会衰退，虽然你灵命偌好，也是相同。
We will age, we will weaken, and it has nothing to do with how good our spiritual life is.
你知影代笔，咱知影伊是叫做什么啊？合神心意的人，对不
？David was called a man after God's own heart.
这个是会做讲是灵命真好的一个人。
Well, he was probably very spiritual then.
但是我要提。
But I would like to mention.
所以代表代表你看，伊虽然伊灵命偌好，合上帝心意。
No matter how spiritual David was, no matter how close he was to God,
伊有完会老，有完会干哪？会亮。
He still aged. He still weakened.
所以你若甲我讲一句话
，So if you tell me，
那信耶稣吼
，That believing in Jesus，
那变作我当活两百岁吼
，Will make you live a long time， maybe 200 years。
我相信麦老板礼拜堂马上甲找真侪人啊。
If you go out and tell people that believing in Jesus will allow you to live 200 years， maybe our church will be filled。
啊，因为真侪人爱活两百岁。
A lot of people would like to live a long time。
啊，我跟你讲，你唔能活两百岁。
But I don't think it's a good idea。
因为你活了两百岁哦，你也惨啊。
Because if you live to be 200 years old, you will have a very hard time.
干那是惨啊！
Why?
因为你笼中的人死了了，你也孤单，你无朋友啊。
All your friends would be dead, and you would be left alone.
我拜过，我上次去探一个人。
You'll be very lonely. Last Friday, I visited someone.
我去探一个破病人。
I visited someone who was sick.
然后伊甲我讲一句话啊。
And that person told me.
然后这个兄弟就甲我讲一句话。
He told me.
伊讲我的先生死了了。
All my teachers died.
我的同学死了了。
And then all my classmates died.
啊，剩了我。
I'm the only one left.
现在唯一剩的上啊。
The only one left.
是我的
The only other one left is my wife.
When my
wife is gone, I don't know what to do. I'd be the only one. So don't aim to live a very long time. But of course, I'm not saying you should die soon. That's a different
matter.
But even if you are very spiritual, you still face the same problems of life. People have said that joy is the best medicine. That if you have God, you have joy, and it's like a medicine. It will allow you to live long. It's true that a lot of cancer actually is a result of worries and anxieties. But that's not absolute. Not all cancer comes from that. Yes, it's good to have joy. You will find life very pleasant. But I have also seen many people who are very optimistic, very positive people who also will get sick and they will get weak. One time my mother-in-law had cancer. She had stage 2 cancer in her stomach. And many people prayed for her. In fact, some people asked me this question. Mrs. Ang is a very nice person. And she is a very spiritual person. How come she has cancer? It's as if to say that if you're spiritual and you love the Lord, you will not get cancer. Is that true? Of course that's not true. That's not true. Our spiritual life, if it's good, that's good. We should pursue it. But it has nothing to do with whether our body will age or weaken or not. So we see here again a reality of life. People age, people weaken. First. Even if we try many human ways to stop that reality from happening, it cannot be done. Thirdly, even if you think you get very close to the Lord, you could change that, it still does not work. It does not. Fourthly, you know what the reality of life is? Whether we like it or not, when we become old, when we become weak, we have to face some things. We have to let go of a lot of things. There's only one thing left, and it's called history for us. There's nothing else. There's only a history behind us. Last year, I prepared this sermon in July. This sermon that I'm preaching right now, I prepared it last July. I became interested and I did some research as to who was the oldest living monarch. The king that lived the longest or reigned the longest was from Swaziland. Subhuza the second. He was king for 82 years. Subhuza is his name. He reigned for 82 years. From December 10, 1899 to August 21,
1982.
That's the longest reigning monarch ever. And who is the longest reigning living monarch? Now, at that time, last July, the longest living, longest reigning monarch is in Southeast Asia. Do you know?
Huh?
What country?
Thailand. Right.
When I was preparing this message, the emperor, the king of Thailand was still alive. And by then, he had been king for 70 years. But last October, he died. When I was preparing this sermon, he was alive, and after I prepared it, he died.
So,
the king of Thailand is no longer the living, longest reigning monarch. What about now?
Limpat.
I'm sure you know this person.
Queen Elizabeth.
Last year when I was preparing this, she had been queen for 64 years.
In
9, 2015.
Queen Victoria,
on September 9, 2015, she surpassed her grandmother Queen Victoria as the longest reigning Queen of England.
So now she's
still the longest.
Charles
reigning. I don't even know if Charles ever will get to be king.
He's
been waiting for a long time, but he's still not king yet. But you know that Queen Elizabeth's husband, Philip, has now retired from all his official capacity. He also is now withdrawing from all public appearances. But of course, now everybody is putting their expectation not on Charles anymore, but on William. Anyway, all of these were long reigning monarchs. The second one is of Malaysia, who has been reigning for 57 years.
Nigeria,
who has been king for 56 years. But anyway, no matter how long you reign, like the king of Thailand for 70 years, he reigned.
去年有管呢,
and last year, he was still in power. And everybody respected the king. But today, he is history. Brothers and sisters, we must face this other reality of life. One day, everything that is about us will be history. It will be over. Maybe one day when people want to find out how long you live and the things about your life, they would research it online. Maybe they wouldn't even find your name. So it brings me to this reality. No matter how successful we are, in the end, we will still face one thing. We have health problems. When a sickness comes, when something like that strikes, everything will be history. You know that the Chinese political system right now, Every person who is in power, the highest positions, will be in power approximately 15 years. The first 5 years, he will be looking at how others do it. The second 5 years, he himself will be doing it. And the next last five years, he will be mentoring the next guy to do it. And so they allot about 15 years. Because of this, if we want to train a leader, you know what is worst for a nation to experience is when a leader goes away and then suddenly there's no leader.
So in the
In Beijing, they have a handbook, medical handbook. They have a medical handbook for all the high officials telling them how to take care of their health. And one time, somebody emailed me part of that handbook. It talks about what to eat, what not to eat, and I thought that would make my life very miserable. It will make me live long, but very sadly. Because there would be lots of things I can't eat. Like our own president. You know that on June 12, he did not attend the flag ceremony. Can you imagine the president not attending the flag ceremony on Independence Day? So everybody panicked. What's happening to him? Is he ill? So we all sense this reality. That when someone is ill, all your success is nothing. It will only be history very soon.
This is the
This is the reality of life. Did David know that? David knew it. David was old. David was weak. And I'm sure he noticed. He had a good relation with God. But still, he aged. All these officials tried to find him a woman, but he couldn't enjoy that. No. David knew it. But there was one thing David neglected to do. What was that? Let's just get a little ahead to verse 5. And this is a passage we will look at next time, but not yet today. But I would like us to just jump ahead a little bit. It says, now Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. In other words, his son Adonijah wanted to be king. Why did he do that? There are many reasons, and we will look at that in our next message. But I think there is one very important reason why he wanted to be king. It was because David had not appointed his successor. David did not appoint his successor. He did not yet appoint the next king. So, brothers and sisters, if you look at David's life, it's true that David had promised Solomon that he would be king. But he had not yet made a public declaration of that. In other words, the people didn't know who would be the next king.
如果我当亲君，代表这个王已经无法了。
Now these people realize that David could not have relations with women anymore, and they know that his days are counted, are limited.
然后想还没起来。
So who would be the next king?
所以有人要跟真讲起来。
So people are going after the throne.
所以我感觉讲，咱就应该来学一项真宝贵的代志。
So I think we should maybe learn a very important lesson.
什么物件？
It is
就会好开始备办成就的工作。
That we should plan for succession.
Succession planning 真重要，讲代志。
It is very important to have succession planning.
兄弟姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
咱会死啊。
We will go sometime. We will die. We will weaken. But what will happen after that? We need to make plans. You know, I have been to many churches. And it often saddens me. That in a lot of churches, they cannot find senior pastors. Very difficult to find a senior pastor. And a second thing that saddens me is that the younger pastors cannot preach in Chinese. Because of that, I'm thinking, I'm thinking, who will pastor the Chinese if the pastors cannot preach in Chinese? I'm not against ministering to the Filipinos. But I'm thinking there are many Filipino churches who can minister to the Filipinos. What about the Chinese congregations? What if we do not have pastors who can minister to them? And they cannot communicate with their congregation.
所以你看，咱其实咱的教会吼有淡薄叫做 hello hello， 你知？
Even in our church, we have a hello hello culture.
啊，你若看读人人圣经头，怎么你也注意听？
Did you notice that a while ago when we were reading the scripture in Chinese?
哇，那个声细到要死啊！
There was only a little bit of voice.
读到英文的，哇，大家人声大起来，那真奇怪啦。
But when we read in English, then it was very loud.
但是，煞去则要。
But what happens next?
但是至少咱感谢上帝。
At least we thank God.
咱就看煞去要则要，承接的要则要。
That we have plans. We always need to have plans for succession.
我会再讲一句话。
I could say one thing.
上帝真疼嘛，老板教会。
That God really has blessed the church, our church.
咱三个男的团队，皆有法当用汉文讲道。
In UECM, all our three male pastors can preach in Chinese.
这是大恩典。
Oh, that is a great blessing from the Lord.
有法当英文、汉文，感谢主啊。
In English, in Chinese, we can preach.
我除了我以外哈。
Except me.
我用汉文讲，我讲英文了，伊会落地狱啊。
I preach in Chinese. If I preach in English, people might go to hell for it.
惊听无，我讲唔对。
They might misunderstand my message.
但是咱就承接。
But we need a plan of succession.
我逐摆看的物件。
I'm always looking.
这层的领袖刷去另外一层有啊无
？I'm always looking at one level of leadership, and I'm thinking about the next level of leadership.
在咱的教会内面，咱的 board of trustees 在十年内面真多变了。
In our church, I dare to say that in our board of trustees, within 10 years there will be a lot of changes.
变了。
There will be a lot of changes.
但是感谢主，我已经看出有那个有人会起来了。
But thank God, I'm seeing younger people who can. Who can rise up and take their place.
So I want to find 40, 30, 20.
But we're always looking at the level, the people who are in their 40s, people who are in their 30s, people who are in their 20s.
So this year, 12th, we want to do the youth leadership
camp. That is why this December, we are having a youth leadership camp. To raise up another generation of leaders. And if more generations of leaders are rising up, then I can go and retire. We need to be thinking of these things. We need to be planning ahead. And it's the same with our family. It's the same with our business. If you don't make good plans, you're only causing your your children to be fighting over
things.
If we know that our time is limited, we need to plan for succession. Now that's something David fell short of. That's why his sons were fighting for the throne, because he did not clearly proclaim who will be the next king.
So if
we actually see the realities of life, brothers and sisters, we need to make plans. We need to make plans for succession. But there's one thing that is interestingly missing here. It's not mentioned in this passage. But it's important. It's something David had already settled before. So it's no longer mentioned here. And it was, David had prepared for one day, if he got old, if he got sick, and if he died, where he would go.
And
of course, this is also a very important question. For David, this wasn't even a problem, so he didn't even need to worry about that. David was a man after God's heart. He belonged to God. So he knew very well one day that if he died, he would be going back to God. Well, for this, David had prepared way ahead of time. Because in life, you can never tell. We could die anytime. Anytime. But we must know one thing. We must know that if we are in the Lord Jesus Christ, our sins can be forgiven. And we can find full salvation in Jesus Christ. And we can prepare ourselves one day to go back to our Creator. Now, for that, we must prepare. Let's not just prepare for where our inheritance will go and the succession of our position and all of that. Although that is important. But even the more ultimate question is where we will be after. I don't know if you have prepared yourself for that. Where will we be after we die? If we are not yet prepared, I encourage you today to settle it immediately. If we are not prepared for that, maybe there's an earthquake and we all die. We don't know. Maybe there's a big accident and we all die. We don't know. But we want to make sure that when we die, we're going back to God. So to plan for life entails two aspects. David prepared for his eternal destination. That's good. So in this passage, that was not mentioned because it was already settled. But then there was one thing that David had not prepared for. He had not prepared for who will succeed the throne. Are we prepared? You might say, oh, this is something only older people should prepare for, but that's not true. Even younger people should plan. If you don't believe me, I encourage you to maybe go to the cemetery and walk around. Go and visit the cemetery. You will realize that people die. At 1 year old, at 2 years old, at 10 years old. In other words, at all kind of ages, we could all go anytime. Are you prepared? Let us pray. Gun bo hua tang siang tam e si chun.
阮可能有真侪无奈，但是主，阮也是感谢你，因为你的恩典定着教阮用。阮更加感谢你，因为你已经为阮备办一个更加美好的将来。阮也是家己要好好来备办，趁早接受主，接受你为阮备办的救恩，互阮的将来有得到保障。当时你也是鼓励阮，互阮为今生、为阮刷落去的日子，伫阮以后的日子，也是做真好的准备。啊，家庭的问题，阮有法当地好好来解决。求主帮助阮，互阮伫阮的人生咧活咧的时阵，搁较有一款的智慧，搁较有一款的看见，也是帮助阮，互阮伫逐日的软弱中，也是逐日的喜乐、逐日的忧伤中，拢有主来带领、来带路。安尼祈祷，奉主耶稣的名。